For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell has made no secret of his plan should he win re-election next month and should he become Senate Majority Leader. The latter would happen if McConnell defeats Democrat Allison Lundergan Grimes and Republicans win a net of 6 Senate seats in November. McConnell has told audiences and reporters that he would seek to defeat President Obama's legislative agenda by adding language to spending bills that would strip funding from projects the president supports. In an interview with WKU Public Radio Wednesday, McConnell was asked specifically which programs he would seek to defund.
Well, my first choice, obviously, is to see what the president's willing to do with us. You know, we need to do comprehensive tax reform. It's been 30 years since we scrubbed the code. The president says he wants to do trade agreements. That's a big winner for Kentucky agriculture. So I think you would anticipate kind of a mix of things, hopefully working on things that we can agree on together. But there are some things that we will differ on. The initiatives that the president's carried out through the regulatory side have been quite burdensome to the economy. And we would indeed seek to rein in the regulators, and a good example of that is the war on coal, which has created a depression in eastern Kentucky. Now, he'll have the final word. He can veto the bill.
One would assume that President Obama is not going to change his mind on, say, the Affordable Care Act. Is that something that you would look at targeting?
Yeah, he's not. But interestingly enough, there are pieces of it that are very unpopular. The medical device tax, the tax on wheelchairs and stents. We had a vote in the Senate last year. Unfortunately, it was not a binding vote, but a vote on repealing the medical device tax, and 79 senators voted for it, including very liberal senators like Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts.
Senator, you mentioned what you call and what your challenger even calls the war on coal. Should the EPA have any regulatory authority over emissions from coal-fired power plants? Where would you draw the line? Should coal plants be able to emit anything they want, or where would you draw that line?
Well, there have been regulations on coal plants for a long time. We're not talking about no regulations at all. What we're talking specifically about are two new regulations. One guarantees there will never be another coal-fired plant built in America. And the second one targets existing plants in such a way that they begin to be phased out. This is all in pursuit of global carbon emissions. Now, if you thought that was an important problem, it would have to be addressed on a global basis. And I think it's important to remember that the Indians and Chinese are building coal plants, the Europeans are importing coal, and the Australians just repealed their carbon tax, which is their version of what the president's trying to do through EPA here.
I understand from what you've said that you, at least in general, support what President Obama has, his strategy in terms of taking on ISIS, in terms of training moderate Syrian rebels, in terms of airstrikes. If that were to prove to be not enough of a deterrent against ISIS, can you envision any situation where you might support U.S. ground troops taking them on?
Yeah, no one is talking about U.S. ground troops going after ISIS at this point, but it's pretty clear they're a threat to the United States. A number of these radical gang members have U.S. passports. A number of them have British passports. I think the president's moving in the direction of taking this seriously. I think the beheading of Americans posted on the internet certainly got everybody's attention. This is going to be a long-term threat. We saw it on 9/11. It's a long-term threat to the U.S. and to our allies around the world.
That's Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell speaking to WKU Public Radio in Bowling Green on Wednesday. We've also invited Democratic challenger and Secretary of State Allison Lundergan Grimes to Bowling Green for an in-person interview. In the meantime, we did speak to Secretary Grimes over the phone Wednesday, and you can hear stories from that interview throughout our newscast. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.